And welcome back, Viking fans, to the Valdosta Insurance Services Benefit Advisors Halftime Show. We are live inside the CBC Bank press box, and joining me on the headsets are Taylor Stubbs and Chuck Lawrence. Guys, welcome to the show tonight. You guys have been busy over here on the stat side.
Yeah, it's been a crazy night for us with the penalties, stuff getting called back, and keeping up with it. We're doing the best we can. Nobody get mad at us. We're human. We do the best we can, too.
Well, guys, it really is. It's been a phenomenal game for the Vikings, but we keep saying it on air over and over. Don't take your foot off the gas.
Yeah, we got their head on the curve, what our coaches tell us at halftime. Boys, their head's on the curve. Do you let them up or do you keep them on the curve? And right now they are on the curve gasping for air. Do we let them up?
And I'm sure y'all said it throughout the broadcast, but just like last year, you know, we went up. We were up by a couple of touchdowns late in the fourth quarter. They came back. I believe it was 35-34 somewhere
like
that.
Yeah, it was 35-34 was the final. We were up three touchdowns. It's very similar to maybe where we are now.
That's a game that
was on a Saturday.
Yeah, we were shooting birds. We missed that.
Because of Hurricane Hermine. It got moved around. But, guys, let's talk a little bit about the stats. I mean, we've seen not a lot of offensive output from our Vikings so far this year. The game against Valdosta, defensive battle. The game last week against ISB, IBS, that was truly just
defense.
A defensive thing,
yeah.
And scored 56 points. And most of that really came from the defense. What's it look like over there?
I was going to say, rushing for both teams. Both teams are doing really good tonight. The score doesn't show it for Parkview, but their stats are hanging right there with Lowndes. They have 111 rushing yards compared to Lowndes' 147. And passing yards, they have 124 compared to Lowndes' 155. The difference tonight, Lowndes has went for it three times on fourth down and got all three. And Parkview has went for it on once on fourth down. And there was a bad snap that went over the head and lost. And they didn't get it.
Yeah.
Both sides, it's a very, very balanced attack. I mean, we only have 8 yards difference between rushing and passing. With a total of 302 yards tonight so far in the first half, and Parkview's got 235 total yards in the first half.
All right, let's take that rushing number and that total number and take 61 away from it. That was the rush by Washington, I believe.
Yeah, that one. So that cut him down to 50 yards.
Tommy Rogers. And then add another 19 for the touchdown. That was two plays, 61-19, scored a touchdown just that fast. And that really has been their offense for the most part.
Yep.
We've seen a couple good passes. Defensively, I think our Vikings have stood strong at this. We had one opportunity, bend but don't break. Very good point. And I think they continue to play extremely well. Defensively, I know the guys are really getting after it. We're seeing guys really make an impact. I mean, Walker Schwab, my gosh, he got back there in that backfield, held on to the jersey, and Peyton wasn't going anywhere.
He held on for dear life on that play, too.
And I tell you, my player of the game so far, if I have one to give it to, is Gary Osby.
Yeah.
Offense, he scored, two touchdowns so far? Three, whatever it is. He's constantly in every play on defense. He is chasing the ball. If he's not in there getting a half a tackle, he's still in there chasing it every play.
And the thing about him, he's not going to be your running back that gets 60 yards on a rush.
No.
Right now, he's got two touchdowns on the night, but he only has three rushes.
Yeah. And really almost had that other one, but they were tight down there. But, Michael Barrett was able to get that touchdown. And I really love, we've heard Marty from the sideline talk about the tenacity of this team. They are not willing to lose this game. And there's a lot to be said when your mental state is, we're going to play to win this game, and we are not going to take any excuses.
To me, tonight, it almost seems, and I know we're not down there, we're up here watching, but the focus, to me, tonight is more than even the Valdosta game.
Oh, yeah.
This team is focused tonight. They're focused on the end goal, and that's what they're trying to get to. And they know this is just a stepping stone that they have got to get through to get to the next level.
And another thing, the miscues really haven't been there tonight. You know, we saw it first game, second game, we saw it with the point after touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know, we had a couple of missed point after touchdowns. We haven't seen one of those tonight. So.
Yeah, we had the one fumble, but that really, in the defense of Tavon Kyle, kind of blindsided him from the backside and really didn't have an opportunity. But a great effort by the Parkview Panthers as well. Do expect them to come out second half with a different mentality. They've been hitting the mound.
And
they're going to get the ball because they deferred their choice to the second half, and they're going to come out with a vengeance.
And for me, as a South Gwinnett Comet who grew up playing Parkview, loving it, loving it. They never beat me. In 4 years, I never got beat by them, and I'm loving this.
Absolutely. Guys, we're going to take a 2-3 minute break here on the Benefit Advisors Valdosta Insurance Services. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the second half. Vikings lead 43-10 here at halftime. We'll be back after this 3 minute. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Stubbs and Chuck Lawrence. As the Vikings lead the Parkview Panthers 43-10 here at halftime. Guys, what about the second half? I mean, I think Parkview's going to come out and they're going to, they've been hitting the mound. They're going to come out fighting.
Yeah, Parkview, as bad as I hate to say it, they did find a little weakness in our defense with those couple of runs. I think they're going to try to take advantage of that. I think Mike's going to go in and probably work on the defense a little bit, throw up that. I personally want to stay on the gas.
Yes.
We've got to stay on the gas offensively, defensively, keep doing the same thing you're doing.
I was going to say the same thing as kind of what you said. We got to stay on the gas because we saw in the first half, Parkview is making those adjustments, finding the weak spots in lounge and then taking off with it.
Well, they when they go to the hurry up, we seem to, we don't falter, but we stagger a little bit. And that's where they beat us. In that little run that they made after the turnover, that long run and then quickly again and then a couple other times, they were able to get down the field quickly, and they do it by virtue of just going in a little bit of that hurry up.
Yeah, I think they caught us kind of on our heels a little bit after that turnover. We were kind of a little bit surprised on our heels, and, they came out, ran the ball, but I think between Coach Shores and Randy Mack, they could probably sew that up in the locker room at halftime and
And these kids love Coach Slack. They just really rally around him.
Right.
Yeah, and it was S&S, where it's okay. But they do. They play for him. They will go through a brick wall for this guy. And he loves these kids. And it's obvious in practice. It's obvious in the classroom, everywhere else. And they play for him. And that's why this defense plays the way they do right now. They play unafraid.
Yeah.
They play without question about where they're supposed to be, what they're supposed to do. They understand mistakes can happen, and they do happen sometimes, but they don't dwell on it. When I guess it was Brown or somebody that missed that tackle out there, and they brought in Tavon Kyle. The first thing Tavon Kyle does is go right up to his young player and go, "Don't worry about it. It's okay."
It's okay.
And they pick each other up, and I think that's a big difference in how well this team is going to rally around and play with each other.
The one thing we focused on when I played was, that play is in the past.
Yeah.
Don't focus on that play. Move forward to the next one. We're playing in the future, not the past.
Well, guys, this has been a test so far, and it really has. That's what we expected was a test. Valdosta was pretty good, and so was, and then we get into IBS. And it really, they weren't very good. And I was a little concerned going into this game. How are we going to respond? So far, so good.
I was expecting this game to be closer than this, by all means. And it's not over. We still got another half to play, but the first half, definitely ours.
And I want to shout out our defensive line. They've gotten 3 or 4 sacks tonight, which have held Peyton to 7 rushes for -5 yards.
Wow, that's a huge stat. And we're missing Mike Gentry, who is off with his knee right now. We talked about it in the pregame. We don't know what it is. Hopefully it's just a sprain, but nonetheless, somebody that we relied on and relied heavily on is not in there tonight.
And one point that Wes is always pointing out is the Sons of Thunder. Isn't that what he calls them?
Yeah, the Sons of Thunder.
Our offensive line has really done a good job. Palmer,
Henderson.
Every play he's up there, you can tell senior leadership. He's directing traffic. You get this one, you get this one. And really getting everybody focused on where they need to be and what they need to be doing.
And him and Mike Barrett work hand-in-hand with each other.
They really do. Guys, it's just about halftime. Is just about over. Vikings lead 43-10. We're going to take a final 2-minute break here on the Valdosta Insurance Services Benefit Advisors of Georgia Halftime Show. We'll be right back after this 2-minute break. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. I'm Bill Osborne, and now joining me back In the press box is Wes James and Taylor Biddle. We had Taylor Stubbs and Chuck Lawrence here doing the halftime, and great job by our statisticians as we went over the stats. Teams eat pretty equal. Now, you take away a 61-yard run, and you take away a 19-yard run, and that takes a chunk out of that offense, but very close in stats offensively.
Yeah, stats-wise, we're close. Box score, not so close.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is eerily similar to last year. We had a pretty good lead built up, and all of a sudden, bam, 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 they're back in this ball game. So I don't think there's going to be any of that letting up tonight.
Bill, as a wise old man once told me, we've said it for 16 years, the least most important thing in life is a score at halftime, and the most important possession is your opponent's first possession of the third and your first possession, and they'll get the ball to start the third quarter.
Yeah, that, and I'll piggyback on top of that with the score at the end of the game.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. Yeah.
Pretty, pretty important. But,
that's the most, the least most important and the most
that's
important.
That's right. That's right. I mean, yeah, absolutely. The first half is over. We played some good football, but you know what? The Parkview Panthers have shown that they can score at will. And, you know, we're going to have to play solid football to keep them out of the end zone. You know, it's going to be a tough test for us.
Well, I was going to say, we'll get Marty's take on it, but he talked about the tenacity of this team and how they're rallying around each other down there on the sideline. This is a team that is not going to let themselves lose.
Yeah.
They're lifting each other up even after mistakes. It's not going to be, I don't think, last year where all of a sudden the wheels begin to fall off and turnover. There might be, don't take my word at this, I mean, there could be another turnover, but I don't think this team is going to let it bite it the way it did a year ago.
Well, one of the things the coaches said, and whenever we were down in pregame, we were talking about, they were talking about how this team has got a lot of talent, but there's no prima donnas on this team.
Yeah.
Everybody, there's no one player that's more important than anybody else. He said, and the players, he said, they exemplify that, especially in the locker room.
Yes, yeah, team first. This team has shown that. You know, we gotta keep that up. It's gonna be a tough second half of football here. 12 minutes have been put on the clock. Again, if you are tuning in, Vikings lead the ball game 43-10 against the Parkview Panthers. We'll be kicking off to start the third quarter.
Sure will. Tyson Shaw will be kicking toward that north end zone. Panthers, both receivers, Malik Washington, number one on the near side. Looks like maybe Rogers on the far side, number five. And there's a whistle. He checks the players. They say they're ready. And we're ready to get the second half underway as Tyson approaches the ball. Nice, nice kick. Panthers will take it at the two on the far side at the 5, the 10, the 15. They're trying to find a hole over there. Nothing there. Gets it behind the 20 and goes down at the 18.
No hole there because Jamari Hill was right there to make the stop. Going to be stopped before the 20-yard line. That's where the Panthers are going to take over first and 10 for their first possession of the third quarter.
And they'll set the ball down at the – they're going to set it down on the 19 on the far hash mark. Panthers left to right on your radio dial. Brings trips to the near side. Twins to the far side. Empty backfield for Fred Payton. We're in a three-man front. No blitz. Takes a snap. He looks. Blows out in the flat. Makes a spin. Spin move by the wide receiver, and he's got a first down.
Makes the catch right there, and then a spin move on Belcher. Falls forward enough for the first down. To one play, one first down for the Panthers.
And they move out. They'll move it all the way out to the 30-yard line. Just underway here in the third quarter. 11:46 to go. Vikings leading 43-10. Again, trips to the near side. Single receiver, far side. They're back in the pistol. We show blitz. We back out again. They throw out in the flat. And look here. Malik Washington makes the catch at the 25. 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And, whoa, what happened, fellas?
Tymir Moore read it like a book. Saw this pass out there in the flat. Shedded a block and really could have probably caught the ball because he was right there when the guy caught it. The big loss
of play. It was close. It'll be second and 15 back at the 25. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. We're showing blitz off the corner. And Malik Washington to pass out to him out in the flats. He makes the catch. He'll get back to the original line of scrimmage and a yard. So I'll make it about third and 9.
Just threw another pass out there in the flat. Pickup of about 5, maybe 6 on the play.
They're giving him a generous spot. He's going to be second and eight, or third and eight, excuse me.
Yeah, third down for the Panthers. Line of gain is the 40.
And they're sitting back about their 32-yard line. 10:45 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 43-10. We're showing blitz. We back out of it. He's got trips to our side. Panthers with the football. Goes out and incomplete pass intended for number 23, Miles Marshall. And that'll be a fourth down.
Yeah, I'm glad it was incomplete because Belcher slipped on the play. If they were able to complete that, it would have been enough for a first down and probably much more because Belcher fell down.
And it looks like they're thinking about going for it. And I really thought when they did it down here before, guys, they hurt their team. I mean, when the coaches made that decision, they put their team in a bad situation. Yeah. This time, it looks like they're going to punt.
We send Devon Kyle back deep. The Parkview punter standing just inside the 20. 10:35 to go, third quarter. Vikings leading 43-10. There's a snap. It's good. It gets it away. High, high kick. Devon Kyle signals fair kick. And he'll make it at the 42-yard line. Vikings will take over. First and 10 for our first possession of the third quarter.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly a three and out, but it was enough to get them out and force a punt. Vikings are going to take over first and 10 from the 42-yard line. Going to be good field position to start. We got to stay balanced. We might want to run some clock off here. A couple plays, get a couple first downs, set the momentum for the second half.
Get some of those jitters, those second half jitters out of the way.
Don't change a thing, guys.
I agree.
Here come the Sons of Thunder up over the ball. Michael Barrett in the shotgun. He's got J.D. Lee to his right. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Panthers in a three-man front. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Michael Barrett asks for the ball. Gives it to J.D. right up the middle behind those Sons of Thunder. And he'll get to the line of scrimmage and maybe a yard.
Yeah, running right off that right side in the B gap. Stutter stepping a little bit. J.D. Lee trying to let it set up. We're going to a high-tempo offense here. Gain of one. Going to be second and nine. Right at the line of scrimmage.
Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Barrett with the quarterback keeper. He's right up the middle, and he runs right into the heart of that back of the Panther defense. Spins and makes something out of nothing, the big man does, as he gets into Parkview territory down at the 49.
Initial contact there was at the line of scrimmage. Barrett spun. It was a design quarterback draw the whole time. Going to be third and one.
Third and one, and Barrett in the shotgun again. Quarterback keeper over the left side. What a hole! He's across the 45, the 40, and they'll bring him down at the 38-yard line.
Yeah, he got up a little limpy there on the last play. Kind of showed here a little bit. Gets up a little bit limpy again, but two back-to-back plays off that left side by Barrett. Pickup of 11 for the Vikings.
They've moved the ball from the Parkview side of the field to ours. It is first and 10 at the Parkview 38-yard line. Three Vikings to the far side. Single receiver near side. J.D. Lee to the right of Michael Barrett. 9:33 to go in the third quarter. Vikings leading 43-10. Barrett drops back, looking. Follows the ball downfield. Got a man open, and there comes a flag for pass interference.
Yeah, Geddy Brown, intended receiver on the skinny post. And pass interference going to be pushed in the back there. Flag thrown around the 8 or 9 yard line. Going to be pass interference.
Yeah, in high school, a 15-yard penalty. And that will be enough for a first down on a first and 10.
Not automatic, but it is going to be enough because of the yardage.
Take it down to about the 23 for a first and 10 for our Vikings. Somewhere around the Parkview 23, that coach not happy. Oh, he is in the pocket, the hip pocket of that official over there.
And you know what? In high school, it is a little different.
All the way down to the 24, first and 10 for our Vikings at the Parkview, and there is timeout.
Got an injured player, Panthers.
And they call time. We'll keep it right here.
He's cramping, I believe, guys. He was walking kind of gingerly, and then he went to the ground. I think it's just cramp.
Tommy Rogers is the injured Panther number five, one of their running backs and defensive back, linebacker.
And that's something to think about as this game wears on, because some of those guys, like you say, they're playing both ways. And as this game goes on, gets further deeper into the second half, you could see more of that.
Yeah, guys, he's getting. We talked about that early in the game, Malik Washington going both ways, fives going both ways, running back, as a DB. So the humidity down there in South Georgia, I think, starting to get to them.
Thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline up that. I was here talking to Taylor, pointing down. Coach Watson, the offensive line coach, had called Jalen Goss over, the 6'7", 260 left tackle, and was showing him some footwork that he should be doing. And I hear you go, you're up 43-10, and you're still coaching.
Still coaching, I like it.
Second No, first and 10 at the Parkview 24. Ball on the near hash mark. Michael Barrett in the shotgun. He's got two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Panthers back in that three-man front. They bring a man in motion towards us on the jet sweep. They give it to Brown around the left side. Breaks the tackle and gets hit behind the line. They're going to give him the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, jet sweep right there. Handed it off to Geddy Brown coming towards the home side. Not able to steal the edge. Linebacker comes up, makes a stop. Geddy, good job by that young man getting to back to the original line of scrimmage.
Second and 10, 9 minutes to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 43-10. Send Geddy Brown to the far side. Devon Kyle in the slot. Miko Washington to the near side at wide receiver. They're showing man coverage. Barrett says something to his offensive line. Backs back out in the shotgun. He's standing at the 34. Gives it to J.D. Lee off the left side. Bounces off. Gets hit. Tries to cut back inside. He'll make positive yardage, but only for about a yard, so it'll be third and 9.
Yeah, a little read option there. RPO. This Barrett decided to give it to Lee running left. Initial contact was in the backfield again. Lee had strong enough legs to push it back for a one-yard gain.
Third and 9. The ball at the 23-yard line on the near hash mark. 8:14 to go here in the third period. Vikings using up some clock. Two receivers far side. Devon Kyle to the near side. Again, that jet sweep. Fakes it. Pulls back. Looks. Got the ball. Tosses downfield. Got Devon Kyle wide open. Turns. Spins. Walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
The best part about that play is Tavon Kyle recognized that the pass was short. He stopped his route and came back to it. It was a post pattern. He saw Barrett was rolling, throwing across his body a little short. Came back to it, and that actually helped him spin off the defender into the end zone. Good
little,
job, Tavon Kyle.
Little pirouette there.
Little pirouette.
There you go. Joe Allman to hold. Musgrove to attempt the extra point. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 50-10. We'll be back after this 30-second break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. It is 50-10 with 7:57 left in the third quarter. Our Vikings lead the Parkview Panthers. And now for the Viking kickoff, back to Wes James.
Tyson Shaw set to kick the ball off against Panthers deep, standing back about the two-yard line. He makes sure that all his players are ready. You hear the band playing. He approaches the ball, puts that foot into it. Nice, nice high kick. They will take at the 1. He's across the 5, the 10 on the far side, the 15, the 20. Looking for a seam down the sidelines. He gets across the 30, and they'll run him out of bounds about the 34. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 6 plays, went 58 yards. Michael Barrett threw a 23-yard pass to Tavon Kyle for a Viking touchdown. Ashton Musgrove kicked a PAT to make it 50-10 Vikings with 7:48 left in the third quarter.
Thank you for that, Paige. Heating and Air Drive recap. First and 10 for Parkview out at their 32-yard line. They've got trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. We show blitz. Now we back out of it in the three-man front. They give it to the back number 3. He's across. One man, 2. Still on his feet down the sideline. He goes, and we pull him down. But not till he gets into Viking territory down at the 40.
Yeah, running off that left side there. Breaks into the second level. Shows a lot of speed there by number 3, West. But we showed a lot of speed there, picking him up. Tiberius Drossier on the shoestring touchdown-saving tackle.
Down at the 39 in the Viking territory. Parkview going from left to right on your radio dial. 29-yard run. Again, they give it to West, and he'll spin and get down to the 35, giving 4 yards on the carry. And that'll place the ball in the middle of the field.
Get right back to him off that right side. Falling forward after initial contact. Picks up about 4 on the play. Going to bring up second down. Line to gain is the 29 of the Vikings.
About 6. Fred Payton in the shotgun for Parkview. Takes a snap. He drops straight back. He's looking. We come after him. He rolls left. Tries to cut up field, slips and falls as he gets across the line of scrimmage. And he'll go down. They'll mark him. Looking where the umpire's going to set the ball down. He'll set it down at the 34-yard line. So it'll be third and about 5 from the 34.
Quarterback rolling to the left side. His left towards the visitor's side. All his receivers are running deep. Nobody looked to come back to him. Just foot slipped on the play, gain of one.
Two receivers near side, two far side. Third and four, the ball at their 34. They've got Brown in the pistol right behind Peyton. I got a man in motion towards us. He goes right by the quarterback, giving trips on the near side. Their guy moves, and we've got illegal procedure against Parkview because their wideout was about two steps downfield before the ball was snapped.
Yeah, just got antsy right there. Going to back him up, make it third down and a little bit longer. 10 is what they're going to call it.
And they'll back him all the way back out to the 39-yard line, so it'll be third and 10 from the 39. 6:26 to go here. Third period, Vikings leading 50-10. Parkview with trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Our Vikings in a three-man front. Peyton for the Parkview. He asks for the football. He looks. Nothing there. He starts to run. We put pressure on him across the middle. Incomplete on the skinny post pattern down to number 15. And that was Will Marshall. And Marshall drops the ball. And that will make it fourth and 10. And they're going to go for it.
Yeah, Fred Stewart in on the coverage for the Vikings. Throws a little bit high there for him. Fred Stewart, good job by him making the defensive play.
They bring Malik Washington back in. They're all everything wide receiver. Put him in the slot. We've got trips to the near side. We're showing blitz off the corner. Our defensive linemen are jumping. They're not moving. Play clock at 12. They look to the sidelines to change the play. Fred Payton with Brown right behind him in the pistol. Now we show blitz. There we come with it. They pick the blitz up. Look at those downfield. The catch is made. And it will be... Where will they mark him? No.
Yeah, it's the first down.
I'll look and see where they might mark him at, but it is a first down, down to the 27-yard line.
We brought pressure on the home side. Weren't able to get there in time. Good catch by Will Marshall for the Parkview Panthers. Enough for the first down. Ball's on the 28 of the Vikings.
6 minutes to go here in the third, leading 50-10. Clock winds. Trips to the far side for Parkview. Option read to Rogers. Rogers up the middle. He gets hit as he crosses the 25. They'll give him down. They're going to give him all the way to the 23.
Osby and Tolbert in on the stop. Osby's helmet comes off. He's going to have to come off on that play. Positive pickup there on the rush. We drove him back. It looked like beyond the line of scrimmage, but they're going to set the ball down for a pretty good pickup on that play.
Second and five. Panthers left to right on your radio dial with trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Brown back in at running back for the Panthers. Quarterback calls for the ball. He drops it, picks it up. Here we come. Nothing there. He turned. We're trying to run him down. He's going to have to run with the ball. Still on his feet. It's on the ground, and we've recovered it. They knocked the ball out, and we have recovered it.
Wide, he was wide open running on this side. Will Tolbert just stuck his hand in there as he was getting blocked. Really didn't even know it was coming. Peyton put the ball on the ground, and then Will Tolbert fell right on it.
Back at our, looks like our 19-yard line. The Vikings will take over first and 10. 5:27 to go here in the third period, leading 50-10.
One of our impact players, Will Tolbert, causes the fumble. I'll tell you what, that's the kind of defensive play you got to have.
Tisdale in at running back. Two receivers far side, two near side. Panthers in a three-man front. They got three linebackers, one of them up tight. Barrett calls for the ball, and it looks like they were showing blitz. Now he changes the play. 10 seconds on the play clock. Puts Tisdale in motion to the far side. Looks. Fakes the throw, pulls it back in, starts to run. He's across the 20. Give him the 21 for about 2 yards.
That one I might have went with the pass. It looked like Tisdale was going to be open and give your playmaker an opportunity. Instead, Barrett takes it over the left side.
Second and 8 from the 21-yard line as we approach the 5-minute mark here in the third, leading 50-10. Marcus Gary, Getty Brown, and Tavon Kyle to the far side. They go Washington to the near side. Panthers back to a 4-man front. Barrett, hard count. Nothing there. Tisdale to his left. It's second and 8, the ball at our own 22. We're heading toward that north end zone. Barrett calls for the ball. Gives it to Tisdale. Tisdale up the middle. Spits two men three. Another to the outside. He's across the 40 to 45. Out near midfield is Travis Tisdale. And look at the junior go trotting through their defense.
Travis Tisdale's ability to get to the second level is unmatched, in my opinion. He hits it so hard and gets beyond the linebacker so quickly that by the time he's by, you have no idea what's going on. Good block there again up front. Jalen Goff downfield getting a block, chip block on the linebacker as well.
All the way out to our 47. Ball on the near hash mark. We send trips to the far side. Nico Washington, single receiver near side, and J.D. Lee in it running back. 26-yard run there for Tisdale. Now we give it to Lee. Lee's hop, skips, jumps. He's across the 50 into Parkview territory down to the 49-yard line. Give him 1, 2, 3, 4 yards on the carry.
Yeah, running that power off that right side there. J.D. Lee hitting initial contact but still spinning and diving forward. Get into Parkview territory now. 3:56 to go in the third quarter.
Second and 6 at the 49. They've got to get down to the 42-yard line. Two receivers near side, two to the home, to far side. Everybody turns, looks to the sidelines. 3:37 to go here in the third. Chewing up some clock on this drive. Barrett asks for the ball. Quickly throws out to the far side. That's Tavon Kyle. Look at the big man turn, spin, run, and get down to the 30-yard line.
Tavon Kyle's ability to make guys miss is really, really fun to watch. Throw it out in the flats. He makes that guy miss quick and gets upfield. Going to be a good pickup on the play. And another first down for the Vikings.
He is so fun to watch. I mean, you describe
smooth.
It. Yeah, it's just smooth.
Smooth.
Down to the 31. We bring trips to the near side. We are moving in a hurry-up offense.
What, 18 yards
18
on that?
Barrett, again, asks for the football. No looks to the sidelines. Changes the play. Moves J.D. Lee to his left. 10 seconds on the play clock. Calls for it. Gives it to Lee over the right side. He's behind that big Sons of Thunder as he fights his way down to about the 28-yard line.
Yeah, I like a dose to Tisdale and Lee back-to-back there. Keeping them honest with Tavon Kyle on the far side on the catch. Eating up some clock almost inside of 2.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
I'm starting to see this defensive line for the Panthers really move slow.
Yeah,
number 51, he's... Took him a little while to get back to his side of the field. 2:30 to go here in the third. Vikings leading 50-10, and it is second and 8 at the Parkview 29-yard line. Barrett, again, looks toward the clock, now looks to the sidelines, gets the play. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side, that's Washington. Takes a snap. Oh, he keeps it on the quarterback draw. He's across the 30, the 25, the 20, still on his feet as he fights his way down to the 16-yard line.
It was a busted play. He looked for the handoff, and the handoff wasn't there. So what did he do? He followed that lead blocker for a big pickup on the play. Michael Barrett running off the left side. First down for the Vikings. Ball placed on the 16-yard line.
2:03 to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 50-10. The ball in the middle of the field. Barrett will send twins to the far side, twins to the near side. Keeps J.D. Lee in his backfield. Again, looks to the sideline. They get the play. Play clock at 10, 9, 8. They're letting it run down just as far as they can before they snap it. Barrett asks for the football. Again, gets it to Lee over the right side. Big J.D. Lee fights his way inside the 15, down to about the 14-yard line.
I love the way you say the big man. J.D. Lee is he's a stack, man. He is so, I mean, the way he just runs through the line, he runs bigger than he is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. J.D. Lee, 5'6", 180 pounds, and I guarantee 100 pounds of him are in his legs.
That's
absolutely
exactly right. Twins on their side, single receiver far side. We're down to 1:10 here in the third. Barrett, again, looks to the sidelines. Play clock at 9, 8. Now we might have to hurry a little bit, fellas. 5, 4, 3. There's a snap. He keeps it. Cuts back inside, and he'll fight his way inside to 10, down to about the 9, to a couple of yards short of a first down.
Yeah, the Vikings not in a hurry.
Now, design quarterback draw that whole time. Michael Barrett takes it, just runs off the left side. Trying to stay in the middle of the field here, maybe thinking for field goal here. We do have a manageable third down here, 3rd and 3.
Differential between play clock and game clock, about 10 seconds.
Again, twins to the far side, twins to the near side. And they stop the clock for some reason.
Timeout Parkview. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. We are in the third quarter.
Our Vikings lead 50-10 over the Parkview Panthers with 27 seconds left in this third quarter. The Panthers had called a timeout and trying to save a little bit of clock heading into that fourth quarter. Now back to Wes James.
And that will be third and three. Taylor, that's 50-10. And both teams with only one timeout as we head toward that fourth quarter. Michael Barrett brings the Vikings back out on the field. He'll send Getty Brown to the far side. Miko Washington and Gary to the near side. He'll take Savon Kyle in the slot over there with Getty Brown and put J.D. Lee to his right. Ball in the center of the field. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Takes a snap. Pump fakes. Throws that to Miko. Miko with a block from Gary down the sidelines. Did he step into the end zone? They said no. He stepped out of bounds at the two.
He stepped out of bounds, but it's enough for a first down, so it's going to be first and goal for the Vikings. What I like to see there is Marcus Gary on the block. That play goes absolutely nowhere if Marcus Gary doesn't seal the block on the outside. Pitch and catch out here with between Miko and Barrett. Goal to go for the Vikings.
And one of the great things when you see them out there on the corner like that, they're out there by themselves. No holding calls out there.
Very,
that is tells you how disciplined they are to be able to do that. Barrett waiting on the snap. Takes it. Gives it to J.D. Lee over the left side.
Walks,
he just walks into the end zone.
Yeah, first time goal to go in a long time that we didn't get in that wing T power situation. We had it field spread out there. J.D. Lee off that left side. 56-10. Vikings awaiting extra points.
And Joe Allman to hold. Our long snapper is number 51, Palmer Henderson. And Brian Carlos to attempt the extra point. This could make it 57-10. Ball's down, kicks up. It is. We'll take a 30-second break back after this.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box with 15.7 seconds in the third quarter. Vikings now lead 57-10 over the Parkview Panthers. And now for the Viking kickoff, let's go over to Wes James.
And Tyson Shaw set to kick that ball off. And Parkview, they're still showing a lot of fight. These Panthers, even they're down 57-10, they're still out there fighting.
I need Shaw to put one in the end zone. They're still getting good returns on us on the kickoff. Need one in the end zone here for a touchback.
Let's see what Tyson does here. Oh, I think that one's going into the end zone, and it does. Let's go over to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 10 plays, 81 yards. J.D. Lee rushed 3 yards for a Viking touchdown. Brian Carlos kicked the PAT to make it 57-10 Vikings with 15 seconds left in the third quarter.
They will have to run one play here in the third quarter before we can go to the fourth.
Well, if it's a pass play, they might get two. We'll see. Well,
that's true, too. They'll set the ball down in the middle of the field.
Twos are coming in, guys. Twos are coming in.
Love it.
Thank you. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Fred Payton with twins to the near side. Single receiver, far side. Gives it to the tailback over the left side. That's Rogers. Rogers gets hits it across the line of scrimmage. He'll get 4 yards on the play, and that'll be the end. We'll watch it. Let it go down first. I've made that mistake before. And that's the end of the third quarter. Vikings leading 57-10. We'll take a 60-second break.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. We head to the fourth quarter with our Vikings leading 57-10 over the Parkview Panthers. It's first and 10 for the Panthers. Second and about six.
Second and six for the Panthers. The ball on the near hash mark out at the 24. And when the clock starts, it will be a running clock mandatory by GHSA rules. They give it to the tailback. No! The quarterback keeps it on a good option. Just fooled me completely, Taylor.
Yeah, that's the beauty of that RPO. He stuck it in the belly. The defensive end bit on it. The quarterback kept it off this left side. Gets enough for the first down. Does he have it? Yes, he does have enough for the first down. Payton on the first down for the Panthers.
Out to the 30-and-a-half-yard line. Rogers at running back sends two receivers to the far side. We have a ton of second unit guys in right now. He keeps it. Quarterback rolls right, looking, trying to get outside. Spins, and we hit him at the line of scrimmage. Maybe he'll get another yard off of that, make it up to second. Give him 2 yards. Second and eight as they get out to the 32.
Yeah, trying to run off that right side. pursuit coming off the back end. I don't know if that was Jamari Hill. He's wearing 46, but maybe Marty can tell us if that was.
It was, guys. Tiberius Josier came off the last play with a cramp in his calf, so they just looked around and just had to grab Jamari and get him out there.
They throw the ball out in the flats, and it gets hit immediately and drops the ball to the pass intended for number 23, Marshall. And that ball was up in the air for just a few minutes before it hit the ground for an incomplete pass.
Part of the reason it hit the ground, too, is number 26, T.J. Harris, came in and laid the boom on that receiver and knocked it loose kind of in the gut where the pass was, and his helmet was about the same area.
Yeah, we got a lot of secondary guys playing. We'll try and get you some names in a little while. DeAnthony Millings, number 99 on the D-line.
Third and eight. Parkview with the ball, throws downfield, got a man open to Malik Washington, and their speedster is off to the races, and he'll score.
Yeah, ran the post pattern, and couldn't get enough pressure up front. They ran a post right there. He's going to take it to the house for the touchdown. We'll get you the numbers there in just 1 minute. Big pass play, weren't able to defend it.
They had a chance to tackle him, but the skill of Malik Washington just able to high step out of it.
Young man, 6'3", 100. No, I'm looking at our Washington. Only 5'9". He looks a lot taller than that out there.
He's a thick 5'9".
Parkview's to attempt the extra point. McCord puts it up. It's good. And we'll take a 60-second break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box after that touchdown by the Panthers. It's 57-17 Lowndes leads. And now for the Parkview kickoff, Wes James.
And they have attempted one onside kick. I look for them to do. Well, they may do it again. They may do it again. We pulled our guys up a little bit. I would. They have nothing to lose. Montano approaches the ball. Nice little high kick. And we take it at the 25 across the 30. 35, and look out, here we go. Down the field. Number 15, Austin Robinson into the end zone. Touchdown Vikings.
The special thing about that play, he had a death in the family this week. Lost in his family. It was really sentimental for the team. Just took one to the house right there on the kickoff. Good job by that guy. 75 yards on the kickoff. I think he lost his grandmother.
Yeah, and then and we had another player who lost an infant sister, and so our prayers definitely go out to them.
Yeah, Austin Robinson hit the hole hard. We did have our ones in there on the kickoff team. Instead of trying to get people and personnel right, we had our ones in there. And Austin Robinson took the pooch kick. Said, boys, I'm ready to go to the house with it.
Joe Almond to hold. And Carlos to attempt the extra point. What have we got here?
We got a timeout. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back inside the CBC Bank press box. Now for the extra point, back to Wes James.
And Brian Carlos set to attempt the extra point. And there's flags down. What do we have? Illegal procedure against the Vikings.
Yeah, again, once you run it in the guys in and out there, we do have the first string kickoff or field goal team in there. But
we are kicking with number 81, Brian Carlos. So he is that backup kicker, and he's gotten a few extra points this year.
Yeah. Well, this will be a 25-yard extra point for him. Clock continues to run. Nope, they stopped it for a score. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. Let's take a 60-second break.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. Now over to Wes James.
And we're set to kick off Parkview. Two receivers back deep, all the way back at the five. 9:53 to go. Clock will start when they touch the ball. Vikings leading 64-17 here in the fourth. Report from Moultrie, Packers 35, Tucker 14. Waiting on the kick. And here it is. That ball will sail high into the end zone. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes.
The drive was 5 plays with 80 yards. Fred Payton threw a 68-yard pass to Malik Washington for a Panther touchdown. Nolan Ford kicked the PAT to make it 57-17 Vikings. And then on the Panther kickoff to us, Austin Robinson took the kickoff 75 yards for a Viking touchdown. Brian Carlos kicked the PAT to make it 64-17 Vikings with 9:53 left in the fourth quarter.
Thank you, Chuck Lawrence, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
64-17, Vikings lead here in the fourth. Parkview, first and 10 from their 20. They still got their number ones in against our number two defense. Fred Payton, at quarterback for Parkview, takes a snap, drops straight back, looks, throws out in the flash to number 23. That is Marshall. Marshall gets hit. And how much will they give him?
Yeah, give him just a short gain, maybe 4 yards, what they're going to call it. T.J. Harris in on the stop, just a quick hitch out here.
They're giving him 5, second and 5 from the 25. Everybody kind of being generous here in the fourth quarter.
That's all right. Running clock. Big point spread here.
Trips to the far side. Read option. Quarterback keeps it. Goes around the right side. Solo tackle out there in the flat.
Drossier.
Yeah, Drossier stealing the edge. Saw the quarterback pull it out of the gut of the running back. Able to make the tackle. I like 3, boys.
Yes, sir.
He's a scrappy lad.
No matter where you're playing, defense or at running back. The young man loves to play football. Third and 7, the ball at the 24-yard line of Parkview. Twins left, twins right. Again, go out in the flats. Catch made by Malik Washington. They only got a score. He gets hit as he spins across the 40, out to the 44-yard line.
Yeah, just running about a 10 or 15-yard out. Threw it right over the top of our linebacker dropping into coverage. Good catch there by Washington. Going to be a big pickup on the play. Ball on the 44-yard line. Clock continuing to run.
At this point, you kind of question why they've got their ones in there still. You hate to get a young man hurt in a game like this.
You're right, Marty. Think of that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Fred Payton, the Parkview quarterback, brings Malik Washington in motion, so he'll have trips on the far side of the field. Looks that way. Throws out in the flats. Catch made. Spins, gets hit just as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Give him 2 yards on the catch.
We've called his name a lot just in his action here. Number 26, T.J. Harris, wants you to catch the ball. You know why? Because he's going to come up and drill you when you do.
Well, Drossier was there to add to it.
Yeah, good job by T.J. Harris, 5'7", 170-pound senior, trying to make some noise and maybe get some more playing time.
Ball on the far hash mark, second and 8. We're inside, 7:50 to go here in the ball game. Parkview going from right to left on your radio dial. They're ones asking for the football. Looking. Tries way downfield and off the fingertips of number 15. He couldn't hold on to it. Deep in Viking territory. That was Will Marshall.
Yeah, and on the coverage for the Vikings, Casey Weldon hit him right in the breadbasket with the pass, running a corner route there. And just not able to come down the reception. Would have been a big play. Going to bring up third down for the Panthers.
Vikings leading 64-17. Third game of the season. What we would have thought would have been our biggest test of the year so far against Parkview. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Vikings 3-man front. They give it to the tailback. He's across the 50, the 45, off to the races, and Dossier tries to run him down from behind but can't catch him, and Parkview will score.
Going
to
be a 54-yard rushing touchdown by the Panthers off that right side, and really got off to the races there. Dossier, he's trying to show some speed, make a shoestring tackle, not able to do so.
But I tell you what, you've got to love that man's heart. Like I said, he is a scrappy lad.
Yeah. So
Parkview on to attempt the extra point. Ass McCord.
Yeah, Malik Washington was the running back there. Kind of does everything. Receiver, running back.
Waiting on the snap. There it is. It's down. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 60-second break back after.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box with 6:53 left in the ballgame. It's 64-24 Lowndes. Now over to Wes James for the Parkview kickoff.
Tisdale and Dossier back deep to receive. After that Parkview touchdown, they put it on the ground. And Parkview falls on it. They get the onside kick.
Yeah, onside kick that rolled it across. Weren't able to come down with it on our initial line.
Coach, the coach is calling for the one defense. Think they're ready to put a stop to this bleeding.
Well, because Parkview is
refusing to follow suit with their two, so they're going to try to pad some stats here.
That's fine. We'll bring the defense in, who has done an admirable job thus far holding Parkview number one to only 10 points.
Fred Payton in the shotgun, standing at the 50. Takes a snap. They got guys moving. It's not called. They try to get around the right side and gets their ones. He gets to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you got two men in motion on the home side and no call.
Yeah, running off that right side. Number two was a running back. It was also cleaned up by the Vikings, number two, Gary Osby.
Second and I'll give him 2 yards. Second and eight. They're at our 44-yard line. Inside, 6 minutes to go here in the ball game. We show him blitz. There we come. Payton looking to throw that in the flats to Malik Washington. Washington slips by one man, two spins, gets hit, and they'll take him down at the 30. Now, if you're going to do that against our one, that's commendable. That's admirable.
Yep. All right, get the pass across the right at the 30-yard line. Going to be another first down for the Panthers. 5:21 clock rolling.
They're trying to make this not look quite as bad as it is. Payton. So the Panthers calls for the ball. Gives it to the tailback. He gets hit. That's number two. Right up the middle he goes. Splits our defenders. Still on his feet. And into the end zone he goes.
30-yard touchdown run for the Parkview Panthers. Number two, Cody Brown. Running off that left side. 4:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Panthers away to extra point to make it 31-64.
McCord on to attempt the extra point. Waiting for the snap. There it is, ball's down. It's good. We'll take a 60-second break.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box as the score is now 64-31. Lowndes over Parkview. We'll go to West James now for the Parkview kickoff.
And coach has sent our number one kick receiving team back out on the field. The good hands guys are all up front. Michael Barrett, you can see him out there on the field. So when they attempt this onside kick.
You said there was no quit in the Panthers a little bit ago. They're showing it here with 21 points here in the fourth.
They're trying. Ball's on the ground, and there is a scrum.
All right, so what happened is they hit a line drive directly off of one of our guys up front. It hits him in the chest, and it bounces back towards the Parkview side, and they recover. First and 10, ball on the 49-yard line.
4:46 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 64-31.
Let's go to Chuck for the last page heating and air drive recap.
All right, we had two scores there by the Panthers. Cody Brown rushed for 54 yards for one of the touchdowns. Cody Brown rushed for the other one for 30 yards for a touchdown, which made the score 64-31. Vikings with 4:46 left in the fourth quarter.
Peyton Porter. Parkview in the shotgun. First and 10 from our 47-yard line. He calls for the ball. Looks those out in the flats from Malik Washington. Washington tries to get to the corner. Gets hit as it gets to the 40. And they're going to keep the clock running. The only time they'll stop it now during the running clock is for a timeout, an injury, or a score.
Yeah, we started the fourth quarter with a running clock. It's going to continue no matter what the score is to be a running clock in the fourth quarter.
All the way down to the 39-yard line, it'll be second and one. Payton takes the football, drops straight back, looks, throws again out in the flat. Catch made by number 23, Marshall, for the first down at the 27-yard line. Three 50, the clock's running.
Just ran a little out route there, about a 10-yard out. Going to put the ball down on the 28-yard line. Panthers have the ball in Viking territory.
Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Quickly, they throw out in the flats high to Washington. Washington looking for something. Dances, but he gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and they'll give him 2 yards down to the 25.
Yeah, Terrell Belcher and Fred Stewart. Not Terrell Belcher. Excuse me. Tymer Moore,
yeah.
And Fred Stewart in there on the stop.
going to bring up second down and eight for the Panthers. Clock running, 3:25 to go in the ball game.
Ball on the far hash mark. Panthers right to left on your radio dial. Vikings in the three-man front. Peyton again. He gives it to number two. The running back over the right side gets hit. Still on his feet as he crosses the 20 and scoots down to about the 18-yard line.
Ran it off that right side. Going to be second, make it third down and one. Ball placed down on the 18-yard line.
Third and one on the far side of the field, on the far hash mark. Trips to the near side. Single receiver to the far side. And they move.
Yeah, it's going to back them up 5 yards. Two consecutive onside kicks recovered by Parkview have got us where we're at the moment. Vikings still lead 64-31.
And why they stopped the clock, I don't know, because that's not a thing you stop the clock for. Third now. Third and six. 2:45 to go in the ball game. Peyton drops back again, looking, goes toward the end zone, up in the air, and knocked away in the end zone.
Tymier Moore again.
Tymier Moore in great position, West. They're throwing it up high on the corner route intended for Malik Washington. Tymier Moore got his fingers in on it. Clock continues to run. We're going to be around the two-minute mark on this fourth down play.
Fourth and six. Ball on the far hash mark. Let's see what Parkview has dialed up. 64-31, the Vikings lead. We're showing blitz up the middle. Now we're showing off the corner also. There we come. Throws out in a flash. Catch made by Parkview at the 10. That's Marshall. And they'll have first. I think it'll be, won't be first and goal.
Yeah, it looks like his foot's going to be on the 10, so it is going to be first and goal. Stop there by Tavon Kyle. Clock continues to run inside a minute and 30 seconds.
First and goal. A minute 30 to go here in the ball game. They give it to the tailback right up the middle. That's number two, Cody Brown, and he'll get a couple of yards. And that's all.
Viking defense holding strong.
Parkview shows, I'm seeing three timeouts over there, but I thought he didn't have any.
Yeah.
A minute to go here in the ball game.
What Marty's mentioned, you don't want to see happen. Will Tolbert gets up a little limpy there. One's in the game, battling here. Under 1 minute.
Inside a minute to go. Second and goal from the nine. Parkview calls for the ball. Again, look, they'll throw it toward the end zone, and touchdown Parkview.
Touchdown Parkview just ran a little fade route there in the end zone. Catch is made, 38 seconds to go in the ball game. Do I dare say maybe another onside kick here?
I would think so.
Goodness.
You know, at some point, you...
I'm not looking for him to lay down.
No, I'm not
asking
for
that.
But at some point, the sportsmanship comes into play here.
And not getting anybody hurt is the more important thing, really.
McCord, extra point. It's good. We'll take a 60-second break.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. Now to Wes James for the kickoff as the Vikings lead 64-38 with 38 seconds left in this ballgame.
We've got our good hands guys up front. 38.4 seconds to go. 64-38 Vikings lead. They've had three straight onside kicks, which they've recovered. They just did it again, and we fall on it. A line drive that hits us, bounces off, but we fall on it back at the 27-yard line. Clock's running. There will be no play. This ball game is over, folks. Vikings will win 64-38. However, look at that score, and remember, it was 57-10 at the start of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, 28-point score by Parkview. They never quit, guys. They never quit, and you got to give them credit for that. Vikings are going to go to 3-0 on the season, and you want to take a break?
Was looking to see they're going to have that. So, yeah, let's take a two-minute break as the Vikings win 64-38. We'll be right back after this two-minute break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the S&S Services Advanced Disposal and Cash Birch postgame show as the Vikings are victorious 64-38. And guys, two of those numbers are probably a little skewed against our twos, but then that momentum got onto the side of Parkview and they scored two more late against our ones and made the score what it is. But as Marty said, you know, it was over at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, but, you know, I agree with that. But you still got to keep playing football. It's not our job for them to lay down. They're trying to get better as a football team, and we got to do a better job keeping them out of the end zone.
Yeah, we did. And like I said, I think once they got those two scores on the twos, momentum switched.
Yeah,
and then it really – and all of a sudden we got our ones. They hadn't taken the shoulder pads off, but they had started to relax and come down. And then all of a sudden, hey, one's got to get back out there. They got to jump on it, get ready to go. And that momentum's already there with Parkview. And, you know,
it's hard.
Talked about sportsmanship during the breaks and different things. But you make a very good point. It's our job to stop them from getting in the end zone. And they did their job in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, much like last year. I mean, this is very eerily similar to last year. It wasn't turnovers. This year, it was an onside kick.
Onside kick.
And they drove down the field and scored. You know, it is what it is. I mean, we probably quit talking about it, not worry about it. It's a victory.
It's a win.
64-38. This is our third running clock in a row, guys. Defense played phenomenal tonight, guys.
Nobody. I don't think, you know, I felt like our Vikings would come out and play tonight. I felt like it wasn't going to be a close ball game. That we would have it. I was thinking something like 37-10, something like that. Had no idea we'd put up this many points, and especially going into the fourth quarter at 57-10 against the number four team. Depending on what poll you look at, the number four or the number five team in the state, and our Vikings have made a statement to the rest of a 7A football. We are a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a long season, but we just got to take it one week at a time, Wes. Coach Max got the team huddled up, saying a post-game prayer. And once we get Marty to get in there with a microphone, he'll get a word. We got Marty now. Go ahead.
Coach, great game. 64 points against the number five team in the state. You got to be proud of your team tonight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure am. They played hard. Played good. We got an assistant coach. Had a great game plan. Both sides, special teams. And then we got good all came together tonight.
Little team effort, obviously, the offense. 4 points tonight. They really kind of got going tonight. First time they've really been able to get in a rhythm. Michael Barrett threw for over 200, rushed for almost 100, and you had 400 total yards of offense. This offense has so many weapons. You got to be proud of them.
Absolutely. It was just a fantastic night for us. You know, Parkview didn't quit. You know, we had a lead. We put the B team in. They popped some on us. Then we put the varsity back in. They popped one on them. So, you know, they got a good team. You know, shoot.
That was a bit of an emotional week for your team. You had a couple players lose some family members this week. I think both of them end up with a kickoff return for a touchdown tonight. So I think that excited the team, and big things for this team looking ahead.
Right. You know, our prayers go out for the Tisdale's family and Austin Robinson's family. And they're just going through a hard time right now, but those are two really, really solid families.
And three families, because this football team's a family, and I know that's important to you as well.
Yes, sir.
I'm also standing here with two other of our leaders on the Viking squad, Palmer Henderson. You know, obviously with 64 points, we talk about Michael Barrett, we talk about games like players like Travis Tiswell and Travis Tisdale and Tavon Kyle, but it all starts up front with the O-line and, of course, the leader of that O-line, Mr. Palmer Henderson, making all the calls, 20 yards of offense tonight. I know that makes you proud to see those guys getting good stats.
Yeah, it's always good when they have good numbers, because if they have good numbers, that means we got a good game. And if we have a good game, we're not going to get fussed out Sunday. That's going to make me happy.
Absolutely. Of course, Parkview had only given up 13 points in two games coming into tonight. Obviously, they gave up 64 tonight. You bumped up your season average still. Really only played 2.5 games. What's it like to block for this offense? You've got so many weapons. I mean, pick your poison. You don't know who it's going to be on any given play.
It's awesome just knowing that any given time, any given play, there's going to be a big play made by someone. and it don't matter who, but we're going to score a touchdown sometime in the drive.
Absolutely. And, of course, field position a lot because of that great defense. They played a great season so far. Got some points given up on you in the second half. I know y'all didn't like that very much, did you? By the way, I'm sitting here talking to Walker Schwab.
Yeah, we didn't like that at all. What, they scored 28 that second half?
Yes, I believe that's correct.
Yeah, that can't happen again. We should have held them to 10 the whole game.
Walker, obviously you stepped up this year, had a great year so far. We've got a big sack tonight. You had a blocker on you, just reached out and kind of grabbed him. But what is it about this defense? What is so important? Because it seems like you got 11 men running to the ball every play. What is it that makes this defense so special?
It's just everybody giving a relentless effort every play. Nobody's taking any plays off. We're all running around getting the ball. And if we're all running around and hitting, they ain't got nowhere to go.
Absolutely. Well, good job tonight, Palmer. Great young man right here on the Viking team. Tonight was just a special night. I mean, don't forget, this was the number 5 team in the state of Georgia tonight. And we had them 57-10 at the end of the third quarter.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Work coaches and players interview. Guys, what are y'all's final thoughts here?
Oh my gosh. I mean, you know, I think we've kind of run through the gamut of emotions. I mean, we're a little apprehensive to begin with. All of a sudden we see Lowndes just really get after it. And then in the fourth quarter, all of a sudden we think, we kind of got this in hand. So, it's been great though.
Give a couple rundowns of some stats. First down tonight, we were tied with Parkview. We each had 20. Total rushes, Parkview had 31 for 257. Vikings had 34 attempts for 224. Passing yards tonight, Parkview was 26 of 38 for 305. Vikings were 11 of 13 for 203. Parkview did throw one interception. Vikings did not throw an interception. Total plays tonight, Parkview ran 69 plays for 562 yards. Vikings ran 47 plays for 421 yards. Both fumbled twice and lost one of them. Penalties tonight, Vikings were penalized 4 times for 34. Parkview penalized 10 times for 63. Box score looks like this. Lowndes scored 23 in the first. Parkview scored 3. Lowndes scored 20 in the second. Parkview scored 7. Vikings scored 14 in the third. No points scored by Parkview in the third. Then Parkview had a great fourth quarter, scoring 28 points. Vikings scored 7. Total score tonight, Vikings win 64-38.
And what else can you say? When the game's over, it's all done. You win the ball game, whether it's 35-34 or, you know, as we had it tonight, 64-38 to win.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's not a math class. It's not an art class. It's a math class. So at the end of the game, it just matters what the score is at the end. So you take the mistakes you made on special teams there. Well, on a lot of those onside kicks, fellas, we did have our first team out there. So that's a lot of stuff we need to work on, too. We did do good in the extra point game tonight, I think, which was improvement from last week. And defensively, I thought we played a really good ball game. I know on the stats it doesn't show, giving up 562 yards, and you say you had a great game defensively, just how sometimes where stats can be deceiving. Good game, good effort tonight. Parkview showed a lot of heart coming down here into Viking home and putting a bunch of points up on us in the fourth quarter.
I tell you what, it's going to be fun Tuesday night at the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games for the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, as, you know, we're going to talk about a great win and, of course, get ready for the next game coming up later on next Friday night against Shiloh. But come out there, 7 o'clock. At the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games, there's not going to be a touchdown club meeting on Monday, so come out on Tuesday. We'll have the game film going on the television there above our heads, so you can watch that game film, and there's a lot of highlights to watch tonight, and you'll be able to see that on Tuesday. Come out, have some great pizza, meet these kids right here, and it'll be on the air, too, at 99.5 Kicks Country, but absolutely a best time to get out there and enjoy it.
Marty, your final thoughts, brother?
Just a great night for our Vikings. Of course, you know, I honestly think that fourth quarter might have done us some good. You know, Coach Mack likes to talk to this team every week after the alma mater, and he talked to them about how proud he was, that they had worked hard, they'd earned it. But after he got through, Tyson Shaw stood up, Jordan Dekoff both spoke, saying, hey, we're not satisfied. Tyson Shaw said, we're not content with this. There were things we could have done better in the first three quarters. Certainly could have played better in the fourth quarter, but they said that we just can't be content and happy. We got to keep working and got to get better. And I think that kind of leadership is what makes this team so special.
It is, and I think that's exactly the case.
We got some future Vikings down here running around trying to tackle me while I was talking.
I got you.
But great, it was overall a great night for the Vikings. I'm very, very happy to see it. I want to talk a little bit about sportsmanship. You know, we talk about it on the field. If you looked over our band, sent several of our band members over to the Parkview band. They just kind of had like a pep band sort of thing here tonight, but they were over there trying to get some things together. And you love to see that kind of stuff. That's what high school sports is all about. But just a great night overall.
Marty, we got two block in the back happening right behind you with your boys, buddy. my final thoughts are, great game defensively, great game offensively. I think we stood up to the test. Parkview came in with a good football team, showing a lot of heart, and I was glad to see the Vikings come out victorious.
Wes, your final thoughts?
Well, when you beat the number five team in the state, whether you're number four or number one, you beat one of the top 10 teams in the state of Georgia, you can have yourself a good Friday night. But that'll all go away come Sunday, because on Monday we'll go right back to practicing, because next Friday night, right here in the Concrete Palace, the Shallow Generals come to town, and they'll be looking to upset our Lowndes High Vikings.
Yeah, they will, and they could do it too, but you hope this team comes out prepared, ready to play the way they did tonight. You can't let up just because the next team coming in doesn't have the same record, and I think we've seen that they're going to be prepared to play no matter who comes in. Well, Wes, it has been a lot of fun. Another Lowndes High victory as the Vikings victorious, 64-38. And all I got left to say is it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Sam, been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for the Viking Voice, for all of Lowndes High Sports, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.